Checka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 17:28, Johannesburg 16:27, Mbombela 19:32, Rustenburg 19:31 grade.
In the traffic, N1 Western Bypass heading towards the Buccleuch Interchange. There's been a crash just off to the on-ramp from Winnie Mandela in Four Ways. It is queuing badly all across Four Ways already.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. The Stormers boost get a scrum off boost with the signing of Kobus Reinach and the Pretoria Capitals 89-4 in pursuit of 114 against the Sunrisers.
Die Limpopo Gesondheidsdepartement het pasiënte weens oorstromings uit die Witpoort Hospitaal ontruim. Oorstromings is veroorsaak deur die Palala Dam wat oorgeloop het. Die rivier loop verby die hospitaal. Cliff Shiko berig.
The department says patients have been moved to nearby Elizabeth Hospital, while 9 emergency visits have been directed to local clinics in Shongwane, Abbotsport and Raseleka. The region has experienced heavy rains over the past few weeks, leading to localized flooding. Health spokesperson Neil Shikwambana says the temporary closure is for hospital safety and operational reasons.
The safety and well-being of our patients, staff and the surrounding community are top priority currently, and the evacuation process is being carried out with the utmost care and urgency.
Some of the houses used by the hospital staff have also been flooded. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Nou na Noordwes en polisieminister Senzo Mkhono sê die aantal onwettige mynwerkers wat ondergronds bly is steeds onbekend. Die minister het vandag die gebied besoek.
They give you different figures. They give you different estimates. Now, when will we know how many people will still remain underground as opposed to those who will be out? We will be working. What we can say is that we have agreed, all of us here, that this operation is underway for 10 days from yesterday.
Tot dusver is 55 onwettige mynwerkers gered. 6 liggame is ook vandag opgespoor. Mining Affected Communities United in Action het intussen die minister van Minerale Hulpbronne, Kweremantashe, se besoek aan Stilfontein afgemaak as 'n soeke na publisiteit. Dit volg na oproepe vir verligting. Jehoza se president, Matlewa Sebei, bestempel die situasie as 'n tragiese ramp.
This loss of life was not only needless, it was a bloody culmination of all the decisions that they've taken since this saga has begun. Now we are talking about 109 bodies. What this reflects is a callousness with which the elite in this country is treating the plight of the poor, particularly the black working class.
En ander nuus, Gauteng LER vir onderwys, my Tommy Chilwane, sê hy is trots op die matriekklas van 2024. Die provinsie het 'n slaagsyfer van 88% behaal, dis die derde hoogste in die land.
Our bachelor classes, ladies and gentlemen, from 44.3 in 2023 to 52.3 in 2024. That's more than half of our children who wrote the National Senior Certificate will be eligible to go to universities and universities of technology.
En Gebat aangesluit by Suid-Afrika se volksmoordsaak teen Israel in die internasionale strafhof. Suid-Afrika het in Desember 2023 stappe teen Israel ingestel. Talle lande soos Spanje, Libië en Mexiko het ook sedertdien by die saak aangesluit. Ek is Chanel Septima. Top story at the hour. The Limpopo Health Department has evacuated patients from Witpoort Hospital due to flooding.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, when you know it, and I don't know.